Welcome to Bold in Business, where strategy meets personal development and emotional mastery. I'm your host, Claudia Manjak, a multi-passionate entrepreneur, qualified coach, a mom, and an advocate for breaking the rules and doing things your way. Each week, we'll dive into unfiltered conversations on the topics that matter most to female entrepreneurs, including mindset, leadership, marketing, and more. If you're ready for inspiration, insights, and actionable takeaways for your life and business your way, let's get started. Hello, friend, and welcome to another episode. Today, I'm coming to you very chilled. I'm having a tea, and I'm here to spill the tea with you about a very important topic, and that is, what the hell is a life-first business, and why should you care? Why do I keep saying that there is a life-first business revolution going on? I want to give you context as to why I have chosen to call myself, as we speak, a life-first business mentor and coach. And why do I keep banging on about this thing? And let me tell you now, it's not about having a business that is run under X amount of hours, or, you know, just passive income, or whatever. It's none of that stuff. It actually goes a lot deeper than that. And I will tell you all about, you know, what it's not, because I do think there are some myths around what this is. And I will also say this, there is no rule book for a life-first business, because personally, I haven't actually seen anyone talk about it in depth, which is why I want to give you my perspective around, you know, what it is, why I think it's happening at the moment, what is happening in the online space for women in particular, what it's not as well, because there are so many myths, and also my experience as to why I chose this, and then also who I think is this is suited for, because I do think there are specific types of women that should be thinking about this a lot more than they currently are, okay? So I wanted to dive in deep, first of all, around what the hell is a life-first business? It's actually very simple. A life-first business is a business where at the core of your strategy and everything that you do is your strengths, your lifestyle, how you like to live your life, and the goals that you have outside the business. Basically, it's a business where, in my opinion, is the only type of business where you're truly the boss, because what you're prioritizing above everything else is your freedom. It's one where you don't need to be on all the time, and it's also one where the business gets to evolve and change with you depending on your season of life. And this is very important to say, because a lot of times we simply expect ourselves to become someone else, to basically be all the time the same way. You know, there's an obsession with consistency, and I do get it, because there is a lot of benefit to, you know, giving something time, doing it consistently to see the results, to see if it works or not before giving up. That's all fair. But what I'm talking about here is the fact that it's almost impossible for you to show up in the business the same way every single day, every single week, every single month, every single year. And a lot of times, what we try to do, instead of making the business work for us, is that we try to morph ourselves into this CEO self, you know, where we are basically becoming the slave of the business. And we are forgetting why we started. Majority of people, I'm certain, you listening right now, you start this business because you wanted freedom, whether it's location freedom, time freedom, financial freedom, all of the things, creativity freedom, whatever it may be. Let's not forget that this is why you start this business. Because if you just wanted to make money, there are a lot of ways of making money. And let me tell you, entrepreneurship is not easy. I'm not gonna ever say this. It's not an easy path. And also, it's a very difficult personal development journey as well. It's incredible. It's the best personal development journey, in my opinion, apart from motherhood, that is very much on the same level. But it's not an easy one. So you chose this not just because you want to make money. You chose this for a different kind of freedom. And now, I want to tell you my opinion as to why there is currently a bit of a life-first business revolution going on. And I, myself, I'm here on a freaking mission to lead this revolution. This is why I'm talking about it. This is why I keep banging on about it in emails, on the podcast, in my content, on Instagram, everywhere. Because I do believe this is the way for women to run businesses. So here's my theory. During the pandemic, a lot has shifted for a lot of people, right? But when we're talking about women and business here, remember the time when we were all at home and we basically had nothing else to do apart from thinking about all the things that we didn't have or couldn't have, and probably work and bake banana bread and work out, or basically be complete like couch potatoes. But anyway, let's focus here on the work. What happened is that a lot of women realized that, one, they could start businesses. So there was an influx in online businesses around 2020. But also what happened is that majority of women, maybe you included, built a business that was based on a lot of doing, because there was nothing else for you to think about. Yes, maybe you had kids, so obviously there was a different story there, but still, you were at home. There were no social commitments. Everything was canceled, so you could just spend all of your time in the doing. Also, that meant that you built a business that is not sustainable. And this is why there has been an influx since 2021, an influx of businesses that are failing. And that's because of a lot of things. First of all, the landscape has changed. People spend less time at home now than they used to. People go back to traveling, they're back to work, they're out and about, they want to live their life. They're not just sitting online buying online shit. Also, let's remember the fact that a lot of people during the last, 3 years or so have bought something and they've been very disappointed as to it not being the thing that it was promised. Because again, in 2020, everyone became an online business owner of whatever sort, and not everyone is or was qualified to do that. I'm not talking about actual qualifications here, but actually just, leading from integrity. So that's what happened. The landscape has changed. So a lot of people build, 10K months, 20K months, 50K months, 100K days, la la la, the whole shebang. And that is because everyone was at home glued to their freaking phones. But you need to remember that that was just a period. There was a season in our collective life. That is not the case anymore. So what happened after is that people started going back to their normal life. They started seeing friends again. They started traveling again. They started thinking about goals outside of their business. And all of a sudden, they found themselves very, very, very overwhelmed. And I hear this time and time again. Business slowed down and they felt more overwhelmed because all of a sudden they had to juggle a lot more. They had to juggle, taking the kids back to childcare or, wanting to go back traveling full time or, having to do all the things, having to be around people. And they were like, but I used to work like 8 hours a day, 10 hours a day sometimes. Like, how am I meant to do that? And that is the problem. This is basically the core of the problem. And then here's another part of it. And it's something that I'm not going to go very deeply on because I am not an expert in it and I don't want to claim to be, but it's something that I'm understanding. I haven't understood it yet fully. I'm still on my journey of learning and unlearning, but I'm really starting to delve deeper into femininity and what it means to be a woman and how us women are built differently from men from a lot of perspectives. And if you start with the most basic thing, which is hormones, we are not like men. We have a monthly, on average, again, every woman's cycle is different. We have a monthly cycle. And that means that, when you are on your period, you'll be a completely different person in terms of your energy level, hormones, cravings, sleep, everything inside you will be different compared to, say, 2 weeks after your period. And this is where I feel like we kind of collectively effed up. I'm saying this just in case there are kids around. Effed up as a collective because we are trying to run our businesses as if we are men. Let's remember that. As women, we can do what men do, but we shouldn't want to because it's not natural to us. This is why, in my opinion, and how I teach Life First Business, is there's much more focus on your feminine energy, which is much more about being, having experiences, just being creative, just actually enjoying yourself. Because remember, us women, we are the creators. We are creating life. And when you start to tap more into that, you start to move away from the collective burnout that we've all been experiencing for the past year, the overwhelm, the doing, the thinking that the more you do, the more results you see. And there is space for a season of pushing when the time is right. But there should only be a season, and it should still be that you prioritize your rest. Because again, as women, we need to prioritize our rest so we can show up at our best. I would say as humans in general, like rest is very important, but men do have a different capacity for work than women do. That doesn't mean that we don't work hard. Of course that we work hard. Oh my God, like I have been personally, basically it's been indoctrinated in my brain from the moment I was born that I have to work hard, that money doesn't grow on trees and stuff like that. So I'm not sitting here and telling you that you should just, meditate your way to clients and manifest your next 6 figures in the next quarter or whatever. Absolutely not. But all I'm saying is just don't be a dick to yourself. Chill out from time to time. Because I'll tell you now, this is what life is about. Not a life is business, but life, okay? So if you found yourself thinking a lot about the business and feeling like you're almost living for the business, as dramatic as it sounds, it's very easy to start feeling very anxious, very attached. And also a big, big, big thing, and I want to do an episode separately on this, is confusing your identity with your business. So that then you start to identify your business results with your results and with your self-worth. So this is a very, very big thing. Now, before we move on into, you know, what a life first business is and is not, here's my own experience, because I want to be fully transparent with you. I'm not sitting here and telling you that the last nearly 3.5, almost 4 years, I've been running a life first business, because that is not the case. There have been a lot of seasons of my business where I have not felt good. And what I'm going to say is potentially controversial, and you might feel triggered hearing this, but it's the truth. I feel my business grew too fast. I reached 6 figures in 10 months. I made like 150K in the first year, which was absolutely insane. Like, basically, my nervous system did not get a chance to adapt to my change of reality. And keep in mind the fact that this was also at a time where, you know, I wasn't a mom. Like, a lot of things were happening in my life outside of that as well. So what happened there is that I, even though the numbers were showing, the feedback was there, things were happening, I was still in fight or flight mode, and I wasn't out of my identity of someone who is trying very hard. So I continued to try very, very hard. So what happened then is that I started doing the thing that I was just telling you about 2 minutes ago. I became very attached to the results, and I started being unable to really switch off. Like, even at the weekend, even in the evenings, I was like, you know, looking at Instagram stuff, thinking about content ideas, consuming like books about this, and thinking about my next moves, and just constantly thinking about my business or talking about my business. And of course, because I was still early on, everyone around me was super excited for me, because everyone was rallying around me and being like, oh my God, like, you're doing so well. It's amazing. What's next? You're such a badass. You're such a boss babe, blah, 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 blah. And that for me created a lot of pressure to push even harder, which is absolutely not what I needed to do. And I had a lot of moments of weakness with my boundaries, with just a lot of shit I had, but in that kind of, you know, early like year and a half. And the reality is that I kind of winged it. And now looking back, I really wish that I could give myself a hug, because I was working so hard when I really didn't need to. Like, if I think, have you heard of Parkinson's law, or this idea that a task will take the time that you give it? So if you give yourself 3 hours to do something, it'll take you 3 hours. But if you have to do it an hour, you'll do it in an hour. And the reality is that that was one of my biggest problems, because I identified a lot in my business. So a lot of the times, all I did was think about my business. So I didn't really fully ever just switch off entirely. Like, of course that I did, but in general, I was very much like still thinking about it. And what happened, I think the culmination of this was that, you know, I kept growing, I kept making money, I kept, like, all of that stuff was working well. Personally, strategy has never been my problem. My problems have always come from the inside, and I've always needed to prioritize my inner work, which is why I'm really, really trying to get you here thinking about this. When I had my baby, I realized that, physically speaking, I couldn't sustain my pre-baby business. And then also what surprised me was to realize that, because again of the Parkinson's law, I realized, like, but wait a second, I actually don't have to. I don't have to be working all of these hours, because the things that actually, like, make me the money and, you know, give me the success and give me the clients and all of this stuff, like, it doesn't take, like, all of this time. And then with that, and again, through years of working on myself and on thinking differently about business and kind of getting myself out of this bubble of the coaching world, like, this is why, like, I don't do the typical coaching things, I kind of realized there is another way. And that is the life first business that I'm talking to you about right now. Basically, I know that there is a way in which you can put yourself and your life first without it affecting the growth of your business. And with that in mind, now that you kind of know the context of why I'm doing what I'm doing and why I became so passionate about it, because I genuinely feel like women deserve to actually enjoy their fucking life. Okay, I hope you don't have kids around. There might be another effort too coming later. You deserve to enjoy your life. And I don't want you to always be thinking about your business. So this is why everything that I do, every single course and program is here to simplify things for you, to really help you with no fluff strategy and actual emotional mastery, to really position yourself as an authority, as a leader in your industry. Because again, if you don't have, like, I've talked about this before many times, if you don't have the leadership and the authority, like the thought leadership, where you are the person that people want, all the other work is meaningless. And also, if you do that, if you are seen as a thought leader, if you are seen as an authority in your space, everything will become a lot easier. But that's a different story. Go listen to my breakdown of In Demand. I actually have something special in that episode. I think it's maybe two or three episodes before this one. I talk about something in there that you might want to listen to. It's a free thing. Anyway, with that in mind, let's talk about what running a life-first business is not about. These are the myths, okay? Because I've heard this before. I've had a few conversations. First of all, it's not about staying small. It's not about having achievable goals. Because I think there's this myth of like, oh, life first business, so you just want like a little business just to like make, you know, 2K a month, 3K a month. And again, if that's what you want, that's absolutely fine. But a life first business is not about that. Okay, it's not about having small or achievable goals. It's still very much about thinking big, all right? We'll get in a second in terms of like what a life first business is all about. But let's talk about first of all the myths. So it's not about staying small or having achievable goals, okay? It's also not about like doing things inconsistently and like working when you feel like it and, you know, just being here and there, just as you please, like not taking your business seriously. It's absolutely not that. It's also not just going with the flow and not having a strategy. Again, like I really feel like there's a myth where people think, well, in that case, I'm just gonna like take it easy and just enjoy myself and, you know, I'm just gonna have a business, just call myself a business owner. Absolutely not. Also, a life-first business is not about staying in your comfort zone or about being slow or unreliable. It's definitely not a lazy version of a successful business. Absolutely not. Instead, this is what a life-first business is about. Like I said, number one is actually prioritizing your lifestyle and your life goals when designing your business. It's so freaking important. For example, if you are aspiring to take your kids to, you know, on amazing adventures 3 times a week, but you are in client calls every single day or you're delivering on client work every single day, that's not gonna happen, is it? So when you're designing your product suite or how you market yourself or where you spend your time in the business, keep in mind your lifestyle and the goals that you have for yourself, your family, or your loved ones in general. Another thing is you want the business to allow, like I said, to change and evolve with your season of life. Like, look at me now. I am in toddlerhood, motherhood. My daughter is going to be 15 months in a couple of days. And let me tell you, it's really intense. I love it. I adore her. And, you know, we're probably going to go for a second baby sooner rather than later. So I know that at the moment, my business is not the same as it was 2 years ago. And it's probably not the same as it will be 2 years from now or 5 years from now. Because I am allowing it to be, I'm not allowing it to be my slave. Sorry, to make me its slave. So I am going to use the business how it fits me, very unapologetically, very selfishly, because ultimately what matters is that I give results to my clients. How I do it, that is all up to me because I run a life-first business. Then, a life-first business is all about the simplest way to get to your big goal. Maybe this is the thing that we should have started with, because I need you to keep things simple in your business and in your life in general. This is why I'm all about, you know, staying organized, staying on top of things without being like type A, like obsessive, like if something doesn't go in like whatever calendar slot or one thing on your to-do list is not getting done, like who gives a fuck? But I'm just saying that you shouldn't complicate your life and you shouldn't complicate your way to your big goals. The easiest way to get to your goal is the simple way. And this is what Life First Business is all about. It's just keeping it simple, focusing on the things that bring you the income, the impact, and the inner peace. That's it. Then it's all about prioritizing marketing and sales strategies. This is very important, listen up. Prioritizing marketing and sales strategies that are sustainable. Things that you can do time and time and time again. And ideally, the ones that energize you. And I know that you might be thinking right now, oh my God, like, what do you mean energizing like sales? I hate it. Well, you have to get in a room with someone like me, where I can show you what way you can do your marketing and sales in a way that actually energizes you, where you're actually excited. Because if you're not excited to be showing up to talk about your expertise, if you're not excited to be showing up to actually get the right people into your world, then why are you running this business? No one is making you. If you're not excited, there's a deeper problem. Send me a DM. Let's do this. I have a lot of one-to-one customized packages that I can do. And I'm actually just about to announce, by the time this is out, I probably have already announced that I am doing also WhatsApp only. I've never done WhatsApp only coaching, but I'll tell you now. I recently had an experience of investing in a short-term Voxer, I use WhatsApp, but Voxer package, and it blew my mind. It was so fucking amazing. And again, that is because I'm a good client that knows how to use it, and I knew exactly what I needed out of that. But if you want my support in terms of all the things that you're hearing, just send me a DM. We can talk about what's right for you. But anyway, with a life-first business, you want to prioritize marketing and sales strategies that actually are sustainable and energize you. Another way is actually running your business your freaking way. Not everyone else's way. Oh my God, the amount of energy that we put into other people's shit. Like, ask yourself, are you spending more time creating or are you spending more time consuming? And most likely, you are spending more time consuming. And I'm not talking about, see, for me, podcast is one of those things that I actually think it's okay to consume more. Because the mindset that you have when you go on social media, the problem is social media majority of the time. On social media, we go in there and instantly we go into comparison mode. It's just how we are built in terms of social media. When it comes to podcast, you actually can get something useful out of it because it's long form, because you get lost into one idea. Instead, you go on social media and you see like, oh, this person got 5 clients. This person sold out their thing. Oh, this person starting another business. Oh, this person look like they're on a nice holiday. Do you know what I mean? It's just like the influx of different types of information. With a podcast, you should be going deeper. You know, each episode is at least, I don't know, I hope 10, 15 minutes, like the shortest ones. You get my point. Run your business your way. Forget what everyone else is doing. It doesn't freaking matter. Another core thing to a life-first business is mastering time and energy management. Not just time management, but energy management, because we don't want your business taking over your life. Again, remember why you started this business. It was for freedom. If you don't have freedom because you're sitting over here thinking like what trending real audio you should be using, there is a freaking problem. If you're sitting here and it's like Saturday afternoon and you're like doing a million things at work and you haven't spent time with your loved ones or you haven't been to brunch in like 6 months and you're just postponing everyone in your life and ignoring them, ignoring their WhatsApp messages, please just go live your life a little bit. Like, remember that, again, this is why you started this business, to go live your life. That's what I'm trying to talk about here. Then, a life-first business is all about separating your self-worth from your business, from your income, from your results. Like, you are not the business. You own the business. Like, literally, your business is your bitch. Stop acting like you are here to serve the business. Literally, the business exists to serve you. Remember that. You are not the business. Just because something is happening in the business, it's you, your worth as a human being goes beyond all of your launches, all of your income, all of your pretty brand photos, or anything else. Remember that, please. It's so important. And it's core to a life-first business. Otherwise, you won't be able to live your life because all you'll be thinking about is your business. And then the last thing I'm going to say, I feel like I could keep going around what a life-first business is because I'm so freaking passionate about this. And again, I feel like it's the way forward for women. This is the way in which women who are thriving in their life and in their business are actually running their businesses. It's almost like the best kept secret. Like, it's mind-blowing. Anyway, the last thing is, the way you view your business when you run a life-first business is very simple. Your business is a tool for freedom. We already talked about it. A tool for self-expression. Because again, like, it's something where you get to be you. Like, you get to show up as unapologetically yourself. Especially as a personal brand, as a coach, service provider, mentor, creative, course creator, whatever it may be, like, you get to be you. You get to express yourself. You get to stand out. You get to create something new and incredible. So your business is a tool for self-expression. And also, it's a tool for fulfillment because you should enjoy what you do. And if you don't, that's a much bigger problem. Again, send me a message. We can talk about that, okay? Just remember that when you run a life-first business, you don't live to run and scale this business. Your business lives for you. Your business is here to fulfill you. Your business is here to give you freedom, self-expression, and fulfillment, okay? Because entrepreneurship, this is super important. It's actually this phrase that I'm going to tell you now is something that my therapist said to me about other things. Entrepreneurship and business is an incredible servant, but it's a terrible master, okay? Think about it this way. Entrepreneurship is an amazing servant, but a terrible master. So I don't want you to get caught up in the entrepreneurial rat race, because you've heard about rat race when it comes to jobs, but I'll tell you now, after years in this business and having had a business before, there is so much of the entrepreneurial rat race of more, 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 more. And all that happens in the end is that you feel disconnected from everything. You forget what you started. You start to feel burned out because there is never enough. There is always more that you could do when you are a business owner, because you're going to start having unrealistic expectations. You're going to start having comparison, and you're going to start feeling like, what's the freaking point? It's almost like you give yourself the worst job because you are your worst boss. Okay? Just remember, business gets to be strategic. Very important. Like, listen, strategy is key, because if you're not strategic, you're just wasting your time. It gets to be chilled, because again, it's not your whole life, and it gets to be fun. Like, if you're not having fun in your business, like, what's the fucking point? Why are you doing this? If it's super miserable, just go work for someone else. At least you'll remove some of your stress, okay? And then I want to end this by telling you who I believe a life first business is really, 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 really suited for. Like, there are usually three types of women. They're a little bit intertwined, but I'm hoping you get the idea. And you know what's funny? Oh, I'm laughing thinking about this. I realized maybe a couple of weeks ago, I was doing an ideal client avatar. I was doing like an exercise. I was doing like a strategy session with myself. And I was still thinking about some of my previous clients. And I was thinking, okay, like, what do these women have in common? And it's funny because when I look at these three types of avatars that I'm going to say right now, I was like, oh my God, those were my clients. Like, all of my clients pretty much fit into one of these or more than one. And that is, one, women who either already have a family or they know they want to have a family. Okay, I'm gonna start with the obvious. Listen, I'm a mom right now. I'm still a new mom. I'm still like in that like bubble of motherhood, okay? A lot of times, moms want a life first business because they want to be present and not to always be thinking about their business. They don't have the capacity for that. And a lot of times, again, I don't want to offend anyone, but a lot of people don't. A lot of women don't want someone else to raise their children. They don't want to put their kids in daycare, nursery, childminder, nanny, whatever, from 9 a.m. till 6 p.m. and to see them for an hour every day. And again, no offense to anyone that has full-time childcare. Like, this is, you know, that's absolutely fine. If you want to be working 40 plus hours a week and to be seeing your kids a little bit, like, that's okay. But this is not what a life first business is about. Because I can imagine that if you have a family, you want to spend time with your kids, right? I would hope so. Then the second type of person that a life first business is really suited for is the woman who knows that she's meant for more than just the fucking grind. Like, you are someone that really wants to pursue, like, it could be different things here. Either some other creative pursuits, or you want to run multiple businesses, or you just want to have a more chilled life. Like, you want to disconnect yourself from the paradigm that, like, we all have to be working hard. Maybe you just literally want a business that can be run in, like, I don't know, 3 days per week, and otherwise you just want to, like, volunteer, read books, and just be. Like, the woman that knows that she's meant for more, or you want to be running, like, three businesses, like, because you're so multi-passionate. Like, it really depends, but I feel like these two so far are incredible for life first businesses, these two types of women. And the third one, and again, it's funny because so many of my clients are this, women who want to travel full-time or are already traveling full-time, because they need the business to fit that kind of lifestyle. For example, like one of my previous clients, she needed to be offline 10 to 14 days per month, so she could be at a couple of special retreats that she absolutely loved in different parts of the world. So she had to design her business in a way where she could be offline for 1 to 2 weeks every single month. Think about that. That is a very special type of business that works for her. Maybe other people would be like, what the hell? I wouldn't want that. I wouldn't want to be in the business for, you know, 1 to 2 weeks, but it worked for her. And that's the whole point of a life first business. And again, how funny is the fact that so many of my clients are traveling the world, are nomads, or they want to and they're working towards it, or they're just, you know, taking a lot of extended vacations, like, you know, living a semi-nomad life with like a base somewhere but still traveling a lot. And I find that these three types of women, the woman who knows she's meant for more, the woman who has a family or wants to have a family, and the woman who wants to travel full-time or is looking to, or is already doing it, sorry, I find that a life first business is perfect for you. And I just want to end by saying this. A life first business is not defined on the number of hours, because as per the name, it's about your life. It's about your season of life. It could be that you have a season where you work more, a season where you work less, and that's why it's your life first business. So just remember that a life first business is all about it serving you, not the other way around. And honestly, I'm so happy that I've recorded this for you just now, because I find that it's almost like the thing that I just want to send to you. When you come into my world, I'm like, start here. Here's how you find out what a life first business actually is. I really want to hear from you. First of all, if this resonated, obviously share it. But I want to hear from you. Do you have a lifeless business right now? Would you like that? What are your thoughts? I want to hear all of them. Send me a DM, send me an email, whatever is easy for you. But thank you so much for tuning in. This was quite a long episode for me, but I hope that you enjoyed it. Thanks again for joining, and I will speak to you next week. You've been listening to Bold in Business. If today's episode sparks something for you, share it with your audience or a friend who needs to hear it. And if you haven't already, please subscribe and leave us a review, because it really helps us to spread the message further. Check out the show notes for more ways to connect and all the details. And until next time, stay bold.